It's time for high school basketball here on 96.9 The Pulse.
Haney, it's Delane, out the Windy, why not? She has a hot hand, high arcing, rainbow three! Give her another! Samantha Windy with her fourth three of the first half! Corner three, left side, Brian Short, rebound put back, Wilts at the buzzer, he switches it on the baseline! Wilts right spot at the right time, and the Vikings go in the locker room with a 13-point lead.
Tonight's game can be streamed free online at mscsports.net or on our free mobile app. Download the MSC Radio app on the Google Play or Apple Store.
Now Davis just passed behind a center target. Finley comes away with it. Gives it up to Bonner. Bonner goes all the way. Right hand jam! And throw it away. It's deflected. Haney gets it. Two on the clock. Haney shoots from way downtown for the win. Yes! Oh, my gosh!
And now, with today's play-by-play coverage, here is Wade Gershner.
And a good Thursday evening, everyone. Wade Gershner with you from Silver Lake High School, home of the Eagles tonight. Makeup games that were supposed to take place back on January the 7th, but due to that massive snowstorm that came into our listening area, these games were moved back and rescheduled for tonight. And then these two schools will play each other again in 8 days at St. Mary's, which will be a week from tomorrow, next Friday the 21st, and we'll have that doubleheader for you as well on 96.9 The Pulse. The girls and boys meeting up here tonight, as we said, for the first time this year. St. Mary's girls are 8-7 overall, 5-3 in the Big East League. They started year 7-2, but they've lost two in a row and four of their last six. Silver Lake, meanwhile, ranked 6th in 3A, defending 3A state champions. They're 13-2. 7-1 in the newly formed Big East League, and they are led by Kaylin Haney, averaging 17 points, 6 rebounds, 6 assists, 3.5 steals. And for St. Mary's, Hayden Heim, a 6'3 senior center, averaging 25 points, 13 rebounds, 3 blocks, and 2.5 steals. Two of the best players in their respective classes in the state of Kansas. The girls' basketball, it should be fun to watch them go at it here tonight from Silver Lake. We'll tell you more about both teams, give you the starting lineups and more coming up after this 2-minute timeout. This is high school basketball, 96.9 The Pulse.
For over 75 years, we've been serving loyal customers and have been a trusted name in the automotive industry. Performance Tire and Auto is here for you. Whether you're looking at high-performance tires for the best ride or budget-friendly all-season tires, we're here for you.
We have two convenient locations, well-trained technicians, and service staff that genuinely want to help you take care of your vehicle. Performance Tire and Auto is here for you.
Honesty and transparency is our number one goal. Trust Performance Tire and Auto and experience the difference. We're here for you.
Security threats. They are scary, they are real, and they happen. Whether it's a cyber threat or a physical threat, you won't see it coming. Is your business prepared? If not, where do you start? Rest easy. The experts at Nextech are here to help. With a free security assessment, we can discover where you may have gaps and come up with a solution that will protect your business assets. Visit next-tech.com/business to learn more about security protection.
Start your dream home now at Goldmeyer Homes of Topeka. They will build a home that is personalized for you. And they are on site, swinging a hammer and on the phone, negotiating the best prices in the industry, which allows you to reap the savings of one of the largest builders in Topeka. Anyone can buy a house, but only you can create your home with Goldmeyer Homes of Topeka.
Calling all you grain haulers. Get a new tarp or trap system for your grain trailer or end dump at Clements Welding and Supply in Morrill. Clements Welding and Supply are dealers for Sherlock and now Thunderstone. Upgrade your manual crank system with a new electric or hydraulic system, or replace a damaged tarp. Clements Welding and Supply in Morrill, your go-to location for all your tarp needs. Clements Welding and Supply is also a Minimizer fender dealer for all welding repairs of all kinds as well. Come see Clements Welding and Supply in Morrill, Kansas.
Whether you're a first-time homeowner looking to upgrade or wanting to sell, Cindy Glenn, Realtor with Coldwell Banker American Home, provides real estate services you can trust to work hard for you. Along with her husband John, an investment advisor representative with Horrock Legacy Group, they can help you with all your financial planning, retirement, and asset building needs. Contact Cindy today for questions or a free home evaluation, or talk to John for a free portfolio review. Insurance products offered by Horrock Legacy Group, LLC. Investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through Maripal Wealth Management, LLC. Horrock Legacy Group, LLC and Maripal Wealth Management are not affiliated entities.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
And along with studio engineer Seth Tolson, Wade Gershner back with you from Silver Lake High School. here on this Thursday evening. Biggest league matchup between two rivals from the formerly known Mideast League, St. Mary's and Silver Lake, Rossville and Riley County joining what was the Big 7 League. Big 7 League joining those four to form the Big East League with 11 member schools. And the girls league standings right now, Riley County undefeated at 9-0, ranked now in Class 3A. Hemaw Central is 8-1. Silver Lake is 7-1. St. Mary's 5-3. Holton 5-4. Hiawatha 4-4 in league play. Royal Valley also 4-4. Jeff West 4-5. Rossville 2-8. And Perry LeCompton and Sabetha both 0-9 looking for their first league wins of the season. Hard to believe, but after tonight's games, St. Mary's and Silver Lake only have four regular season games left before we have Substate, and St. Mary's and Silver Lake are both in the Hiawatha 3A Substate. But also keep in mind that they could meet in the first or second round of Substate, which would be held at the higher seeded site. Substate different this year, and we'll talk more about that as we get closer to postseason play. St. Mary's and Silver Lake here tonight between these two schools. Last year, Silver Lake went 26-0. They are the defending 3A state champion. They knocked out St. Mary's three times last year, 66-47 here at Silver Lake, at St. Mary's 64-33, and then the sub-state championship game at Riley County. Silver Lake knocked off the upstart Bears 62-32. These two teams will meet again coming up next Friday. We'll pause for our national anthem and give you a starting lineup when we return in 2 minutes on 96.9 The Pulse.
Struggling with your personal insurance? Look no further than Integrity Insurance in Topeka. Voted the best insurance agency in Topeka for 2024. They have all your needs covered. Auto, home, life, business, and more. They provide competitive rates and superior customer service. Your options with Integrity are unlimited, as they are an independent agency and represent several companies. Give Integrity Insurance a call today at 785-233-5401 and let them solve your insurance problems. Because when it comes to insurance, integrity matters.
Serving the area since 1987, L&L Automotive in St. Mary's is ready to help you with your car restoration. Need a classic car upgrade? L&L Automotive in St. Mary's can restore your car to your wants and needs. For more information, call 785-437-3724.
Silver Lake Animal Health Center provides comprehensive preventive care services to pets of all ages, plus on-site surgical, laboratory, and medical treatment. They assist you in caring for your pet in a direct, painless, and affordable way as possible. Go Eagles from Silver Lake Animal Health Center.
Stock Growers State Bank is working for you, currently offering 9 and 14-month CD specials. Contact them for details online at stockgrowers.biz in Maple Hill, Paxico, Alma, and Silver Lake. Stock Growers State Bank, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Everybody wants to have their home or office fresh and spotless, but the only way you're going to have that is to utilize Bob's Janitorial. Bob's specializes in carpet and upholstery cleaning to remove deep stains and refresh your space. You can breathe easier with the professional air duct cleaning, improving your air quality and efficiency. And don't forget about dryer vent cleaning to prevent clogs and ensure your safety. Call Bob's today at 785-271-6600 or visit bobsjanitorial.com for a healthier, cleaner space you'll love.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hey, welcome back to Silver Lake. Let's get you started. Lineups first for the visitors of St. Mary's Bears. 8-7 overall, 5-3 in the Big East League. Last year, 13-10. Lost in the sub-state final to Silver Lake at Riley County. Dorian Silsbury in his 30 years head coach, 33-29 record. He's a graduate of St. Mary's in 2011. Assisted by Maddie Michalis and Skylar Suther. Bronca Huttley's a 5'3 sophomore point guard, averaging 2.3 assists. Brianna Figge is a 6-foot junior forward, averaging 1.5 points, 2.5 rebounds. Maisie Kent, 5'6 senior guard, averages 2.5 points, 4 rebounds, and 2 assists. Isabella Hurla, 5'7 senior shooting guard, averaging 13 points, 4 rebounds, 2.5 assists, and 2 steals. And she has hit 127 3-pointers in her career, including school record 6 in the game as a sophomore. Had 25 against the Beth early year and 20 at Holton last Friday. And then Hayden Heim, a 6'3 senior center, all-state, all-leaguer from a year ago, will be all-state, all-league again this year in 3A, averaging 25 points, 13 rebounds, 3 blocks, 2.5 steals. She's going to go to Central Missouri to play Division II basketball. Has over 1,400 points in her career, over 800 rebounds. At 42 points, the school record against Marathantha earlier in the year. Also 36 against Jeff West, 31 against Rossville, 31 against Riley County. In her last two games, she's been held in check, just 10 points at Holton, and then against Nemaha Central on Tuesday, she scored just 11 and was 1 of 13 from the floor. Silver Lake ranked 6th in 3A. They are 13-2, 7-1 in the Big East League. Kyle Porter, head coach, his 8th year, assisted by Mark Johnson and Johnny Roberts, is his 5th year for Coach Porter at Silver Lake. Kaylin Haney, a 5'7 junior point guard, averaging 17 points, 6 rebounds, 6 assists, 3.5 steals. Taylor Zordel is a 5'5 senior guard, averaging 5 points, 3 rebounds. Faye Timon, a 5'10 junior forward, averaging 6 points, 3 rebounds. Ella Boland is a 5'11 senior guard forward, averaging 8.5 points, 4 rebounds, 2 assists. She was all tournament at the Burlington Invitational, as was Kaylin Haney, who was the most outstanding player of that tournament. That Silver Lake won for the third straight year. And Kara Steider, a 5'6 freshman guard, rounds out the starting five, averaging 11 points, 4 rebounds, 3 steals, 2 assists. Missed a couple games at the Burlington tournament due to the flu, but she's back in the starting lineup, and that provides a little more stability for the Silver Lake team, a little more continuity. St. Mary's is in their road blue uniforms with the white numerals and lettering, white trim. Silver Lake in the home whites with the maroon numerals lettering outlined in the gold or yellow, whichever you prefer. So here we go, underway. Tip is controlled by St. Mary's in the front court. Mason Kent comes away with the loose ball. We're underway. First meeting of the year between these two schools. They were supposed to meet on January 7th. We were snowed out. This is the rescheduled date. Herla off a screen in the corner hits the three. Her 128th of her career, her 40th of this season. And just like that, it's 3-0 St. Mary's. Silver Lake, there are two losses. The Centralia is ranked 2 in 1A Division 2. I broke a 28-game winning streak dating back to last year, and then they lost to Riley County, only league loss. Here's a three in the near corner, short, put up there by Boland, but the long rebound handled there by Zordel. Zordel gives it to Haney. Haney nearly had her pocket pick. Gives it up to Kara Steider, drives all the way to the hoop and lays it up and in. Silver Lake is on the board, 3-2 in favor of St. Mary's. Here's Hine bringing the ball up the floor across the timeline. And now throws it away. Far side, trying to go to Huttley. Good on the ball pressure there by Silver Lake. Silver Lake averaging 59 points a game. St. Mary's 48. Both teams good defensively. St. Mary's allowing 40 points, as is Silver Lake. Silver Lake a better shooting team at 44%. St. Mary's at 36%. Here's Haney. Hesitation dribble. Kicks out in the corner. They swing it left side. Wide open. This is Zordel for three. It runs off the back iron. And alone for the rebound, 6'3 senior center Hayden Heim. We'll take her talents to Central Missouri to play in MIAA Division II next year. He's hit 9 threes on the year. Backs down Haney, nearly traveled. Flips it back out to Kent. Kent a lefty, now inside Huttley. Gets it to Heim, good position. Missed the bunny underneath. Rebound Kent. And now with it is Figge. Figge gives it to Herla. Herla hit a three to start things off tonight. Picks up the dribble. Underhands it to Figge. Back over to Herla on the near wing. A deep three in front of the Silver Lake bench. This one's short. Rebound fought for. Out of bounds. Last touch by Heim and the Bears. Silver Lake will be in action tomorrow night. They will be at Royal Valley. Tuesday they host Rossville, and then next Friday at St. Mary's, which we'll have for you in 8 days on 96.9 The Pulse. And he zips a pass over to the near corner. Zordel, pump fake, drives, now kicks to Hyman on the baseline, and she rattles in a 15-footer. Paige Hyman with the bucket, averaging 6, 5'10 junior, and it's 4-3 Silver Lake with their first lead of the night. Herla bringing it up. Had it knocked away, gets it back on the baseline. Now throws it to the cutting Heim, who missed the shot from point-blank range. She's 0-for-2. Ball tipped out. Dider comes away with it. Gives it up to Haney, junior point guard. Great vision. Ahead of the pack. Heimann, pump fake, layup good. Paige Heimann with back-to-back buckets. And it's 6-3. Silver Lake with the lead. St. Mary's on Friday lost to Holton 60-40. That surprised some people, especially the margin. Tuesday, blown out at home by Nemaha Central 51-26. So they have really struggled their last two games. Starters are 7-2. They've lost two in a row and four of their last six. Kent open, doesn't take the three, tries to force it to Kahn, double team, there's nothing there, and knocked away and stolen by Boland. Second turnover for St. Mary's. Quickly down the floor, it is Zordel, lays it up and in. That's the second or third time we've seen Silver Lake beat St. Mary's down the floor. That's not a good sign for St. Mary's and head coach Dorian Stillsbury. He sees the same thing I do. He calls a timeout for his team to regroup. 8-3 Silver Lake, 5:02 to go, first quarter, back in 30 seconds on 96.9 The Pulse.
At Gray's Auto Repair and Towing in St. Mary's in Rossville, You can rest easy knowing that their highly skilled and experienced auto service professionals are handling your vehicle. Their technicians bring years of experience, skill, and education to the auto repair table. Gray's Repair offers 24/7 towing and is dedicated to their customers as they're locally owned and operated to serve you. So, if your vehicle needs some TLC or are in need of a tow, contact Gray's Auto Repair in St. Mary's or Rossville.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
St. Mary's at a three-pointer to start the festivities tonight by Isabel Hurla. But since then, Silver Lake on an 8-0 spurt. That forced Dorian Silsbury, 30-year-old coach St. Mary's, to call a timeout, a 30-second timeout, try to regroup, and now a foul at half court. Called on Kyrus Dieter, trying to pressure the point guard, Hutley. That's the first foul of the ball game on either team. St. Mary's will be at Hiawatha tomorrow night, Tuesday at Riley County, and then Friday, as we mentioned, hosting Silver Lake. So busy schedules coming up for both these schools. Kent lobs underneath for Heim. Great lob. Layup for Heim. Heim just taller than everybody, and threw it up. She grabbed it. 8-5 in favor of Silver Lake. Haney pushes it into the corner. Wide open three. Dieter misses off the back iron. Rebounded strongly there by Kent. She cleans the glass. Quickly ahead it goes to Hurla. Hurla tries to drive on Dieter. Spins, turns, has a shot swatted out of bounds. Good help defense by Bolin. St. Mary's are history. They've won three state titles. Back in 82, they won the 3A title. 2000, they won the 3A title. And then won 2A back in 2009. They've been to three straight sub-state championship games. Here's Heim leans in, and she traveled. Third turnover for the Bears, as Silver Lake, as many teams are doing against Heim, collapsing, doubling, and making her kick it out. Silver Lake, meanwhile, seven state titles to their credit, 7-1 in title games, and they've had four perfect seasons in state championships in 83-84, 2016, and then last year, 26-0, won 3A. Kayla Haney is a big part of that. She has the basketball right now. A little pick-and-roll action to Bolin. Open three-pointer. Bolin off the back iron. A little bit too strong. Had a good look. And Heim with the rebound, and she'll go ahead and bring it up the floor with the right-hand dribble from left to right on your radio dial. Crosses the Eagle logo at half court. Here's Hurla. Launches the triple and knocks down her second three of the ball game. And Coach Porta doesn't like that. We're tied at 8. 5-0 spurt response there by the Bears. We'll take a 30 as well. 8-8 tie. 3:48 go first quarter. Back in 30 seconds on 96.9 The Pulse.
Life's better when you're under our roof because our agents can help you choose insurance to help protect what matters most. Life insurance from American Family Life Insurance Company can help financially protect your loved ones by replacing a portion of your income if you were to pass away. That means your family could have the help they need to continue to pursue their dreams. Contact Michelle Martin and her team to help guide you to the right coverages. Call 785-437-2274 or email mmartinagency@amfam.com. Products not available in all states. American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Savannah Windy checking in for Silver Lake. Both teams have called a 30-second timeout as Haney drives it all the way to the hoop. Draws the contact and just missed the running one-hand bank shot. Two free throws for Haney. Galen, a junior, 5'7", 117 points a game. That foul was on Maisie Kent, her first team foul. Free throw up and good. Galen, 76% foul shooter. That's her 87th free throw attempt of the year. She's hit 13 threes, not known for her deep shooting prowess, even though she can shoot it, no question. As she makes both free throws, she's more of a driver, slasher, distributor. Of course, she hit that 28-foot three-pointer at the buzzer to beat Rock Creek that we had on the radio a few weeks ago. Just nothing but nylon. What a great shot it was after a turnover by Rock Creek in the final seconds. It was a clean buzzer beater. Here's Kent trying to answer, and she hits a three. Maisie Kent with her 7th three of the year, and St. Mary's leads 11-10. Here's Haney, behind the back dribble against Kent. A little hesitation, now kicks it into the corner. Open, baking the three is Whitehead. Drives, had the shot partially blocked there. Haney gets a loose change, goes up, and scores off the window. Haney with four, and it is 12-11 Silver Lake. Here's Hutley, trying to bring it up against the pressure by Windy, who's a sophomore. Hutley is a sophomore as well. Heim to the high post. It goes Jalen Breeze down the Heim. Ball knocked away. Heim tracks it down in the corner. whips it past to Hurla. Open, hops into the three, and hits another one. Hurla's feeling it. Isabella Hurla, she has 9 already, including 3 3-pointers, and it's 14-12, St. Mary's. So Silver Lake's done a pretty good job on Heim, but not on Hurla. Nice pass. Haney skips it over to Whitehead, and she drills a trifecta from the near corner, her 6-3 of the season. And it's 15-14, Silver Lake. Both teams shooting the ball very well. Utley picked up there by Wendy. Silver Lake plays usually man-to-man, sometimes full-court man. They want to push the tempo and get out and down in transition. We've seen that already tonight. Breeze open, jumper from the foul line, left it short. Ball tipped out, loose, and it comes to Elena Brewster, a senior, in for the first time. Wisely backs it back out, didn't have the numbers. Here's Haney, top of the key. Flips it over to Boland. They're daring her to shoot the three. Haney goes to work, drives, puts it up off the window, counted, and a foul. Kaylin Haney, so smooth. She has 6. A chance for the traditional 3-point play. Foul, Maisie Cannon. That is her second team foul, number 2, with a minute 45 to go in this first quarter, 17-14 in favor of the Eagles. Wendy is out. Boland is out. Hyman back in. And also in the game, back in, is starting guard Taylor Zordel. Kent goes out with the 2 fouls. Carson Pauli is in as Haney's free throw in and out, but Hyman gets the rebound, turns, puts it up, misses. Ball tipped by Brewster and goes to Hurla. 17-14, Silver Lake. Hightley, nice catch far side in front of the bleachers. Heim, he's capable of hitting a 3. Had a breeze, ball knocked away. Hurla corrals it, lobs it for Heim. Good pass. Heim puts it up, off balance, doesn't fall, but contact made by the Eagle defense. And in the form of Zordel, that's her first and the second team foul on Silver Lake. Silver Lake started year 2-0, then lost at number 2 in D1. Centralia, 68-58, as the free throw's up and good there by Heim. She's a 76% foul shooter. This is her 148th free throw attempt. Second free throw on the way, and that one also good. 17-16, Silver Lake with the lead, and they have the ball. Dider, the freshman, gives it up to Whitehead. Whitehead over to Zordel. Back to Whitehead. Now Zordel. Haney is on the bench getting a breather right now, so St. Mary's goes to a 2-3 zone look. Silver Lake being patient. Inside it goes to Brewster. Turn. Shot altered by Heim. Hyman and Breeze fighting for it. Breeze rips it away, and here come the Lady Bears trailing by 1 on the road at Silver Lake. Under a minute to go, first quarter. Eagles 17, the Bears 16. Out front, Hutley lobs it for Heim. Heim catches on the baseline, steps back in, forces it up, and scores. It's pretty simple. Let's just throw the ball as high as we can, let Heim go get it. Like a jump ball or Hail Mary in football. 18-17, St. Mary's with the lead. They've come to play tonight after not playing well the last 2 games. Brewster posting up left block. Nice pass to Whitehead. Wide open from 6, but Chop puts it too strong off the backboard. Didn't even hit the iron. St. Mary's could hold for the final shot of the quarter. To the far side, it goes to Hutley. The sophomore point guard brings it back to Heim. Heim has it right of the key, picked up there by Zordel. Silver Lake in the man-to-man. St. Mary's playing a little 2-3 with Haney on the bench. Getting a breather to close out this first quarter. Hurla had the ball poked away, now poked away again. Good defense by Dider, and it was last touch by St. Mary's. The turnover for the Bears. And so now Haney will... I thought Haney might check back in here, but she's getting her right ankle taped a little bit. So 5 seconds on the clock. Here is Dider. Gives it to Whitehead. Whitehead shoots a 3, counts it, it goes, and just off the mark from the far wing. Entertaining first quarter. Both teams really shooting the ball well. 18-17. St. Mary's a lead on the road here tonight at Silver Lake. Back in 1 minute. This is high school basketball. 96.9, the Pulse.
Let St. Mary's Teamworks be your go-to place for all of your favorite team screen printing and spirit wear needs. They can do customized printing on all types of apparel and can have it ready when you need it. St. Mary's Teamworks in St. Mary's, here for your screen printing and spirit wear needs.
Start your dream home now with Doltmeyer Homes of Topeka. They will build a home that is personalized for you. And they are on site, swinging a hammer and on the phone, negotiating the best prices in the industry, which allows you to reap the savings of one of the largest builders in Topeka. Anyone can buy a house, but only you can create your home with Doltmeyer Homes of Topeka.
Hi, this is Remington from Clements Welding and Supply in Morrill. My dad and I do a wide range of projects for our customers. We are dealers for Sherlock and Thunderstone, Minimizer fenders, and your Dexter and Redneck trailer parts. We can make you a custom hydraulic hose and stock Interstate batteries. At Clements Welding and Supply, we make custom metal projects and farm equipment repairs. Check us out on Facebook or stop by Clements Welding and Supply in Morrill, Kansas.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
We start the second quarter. Haney back in the game for Silver Lake. Dishes it to Dieter into the paint. Floater up and off to the right. Strong rebound. Cleaning the glass is Hahn. St. Mary's 18, Silver Lake 17. Silver Lake won all three meetings a year ago and all three very easily. For Silver Lake, a juggernaut, 26-0, three state champs a year ago for their seventh state championship. And the first since 2016. Here's a lob to the foul line to Haim. The 6'3 senior spins in the lane, turns, shoots, and that's a wild shot wide to the left. Good job at Bowling, hold her ground. Rebounded by the Eagles. It's 2-on-2. Haney has it in the open floor. She's dangerous. Steps in. Shot blocked by Haim. Gets it back, puts it up, and scores against Haim. Haney with eight. And it's 19-18. Silver Lake back in front. Dieter with the pressure against Curla. Battle of the 23s for each team. Utley, dangerous pass caught by Kent. She goes baseline, trying to go to Haim. Knocked away by Bolin. The ball pinballs around, ricochets, and finally into the hands of Breeze for St. Mary's to Haim. She scores, a wave it off foul on the floor before the shot, and it's on Bolin. Ella Bolin with her first, and team foul number one here in the second quarter. Team fouls reset every quarter. Five team fouls means you're double bonus. No more one-on-ones in basketball at the high school level. There's a three off the screen. That's wide to the left. Air ball by Ehrlich. Has been red hot. Pass ahead. Haney running the floor is Dieter, and she lays it up and in. That's the fourth time that Silver Lake has beat St. Mary's down the floor. St. Mary's not getting back with any kind of defensive balance, and Haney's going to make you pay for that. She gets the assist. Dieter with four. 21-18 Silver Lake. Kent into the lane. Out to Haim. A three from the far side to tie it. She rattles it in there. Haden Haim with nine. Her 10th three of the year, that's the fifth made three of this game. 15 of 21 St. Mary's points are beyond the arc. Silver Lake's at 1-3. Zapped by Whitehead in the first quarter. Here's Dieter giving some room. Diagonal pass to the near corner to Zordle. Now Bolin gets it to the high post to Haney. Lobs it for Haim. Great pass. Haim goes up and she's fouled. Almost got it to go. He will have two free throws. Jalen Breeze with her first team foul on the Bears. The St. Mary's stand in the zone, so Haney's playing the high post position. We saw her do that against Rock Creek a little bit. So Figgy is in, and Breeze goes out. Hyman missed the first free throw, 70% foul shooter. Second free throw on the way for the senior, and this one also off the mark. Actually, she's a junior, I beg your pardon. 21-21 tie. Bears with the ball moving to our right here in this second quarter. Erla zips it over to Figgy. Figgy lobs it to the left elbow to Haim. Zips it over to Kent. Back to Haim. Spot up three. Top of the key is off the mark too strong. Rebound Haney. And she's got a 3-on-0. And Haney says, you know, I think I might just take it myself. She does, and she scores. Haney with 10. Bears are not getting back on defense. 23-21 Silver Lake. So that's been the big bugaboo for St. Mary's, but the problem for Silver Lake is defending the lob inside to Haim and then defending Hurla on the three-point line as a pass intended for Hurla, denied and tipped out of bounds by Dieter. Hurla a senior, Dieter a freshman, a very talented freshman, averaging 11 a game, Hurla averaging 13 a game. All-time three-point career holder at St. Mary's with 130 now in her career. Hutley, off-balance banker into the lane on the penetration. Too high, too strong, missing. Here's Haney back the other way. Lobs underneath. Great one-handed catch by Zordle. Plays it out front between the circles. At the volleyball line, this is Haney. We're in the ponytail. Lobs it in the right corner. Bolin, give and go to Haney. The high floater is off from 10 in the lane. Hyman tied up with Haim. And the arrow points in favor of the Bears. 23-21 Silver Lake with 4:52 to go, second quarter. Whitehead and Wendy are in for the Eagles. And we have a timeout on the floor called by St. Mary's. We'll take one as well. 4:52 to go, second quarter, 23-21 Silver Lake. Back in 1 minute on 96.9 The Pulse.
Struggling with your personal insurance? Look no further than Integrity Insurance in Topeka. Voted the best insurance agency in Topeka for 2024. They have all your needs covered. Auto, home, life, business, and more. They provide competitive rates and superior customer service. Your options with Integrity are unlimited as they're an independent agency and represent several companies. Give Integrity Insurance a call today at 785-233-5401 and let them solve your insurance problems. Because when it comes to insurance, integrity matters.
Security threats. They are scary, they are real, and they happen. Whether it's a cyber threat or a physical threat, you won't see it coming. Is your business prepared? If not, where do you start? Rest easy. The experts at NextTech are here to help. With a free security assessment, we can discover where you may have gaps and come up with a solution that will protect your business assets. Visit next-tech.com/business to learn more about security protection.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, I'm studio engineer Seth Tolson, Wade Gershner with you from Silver Lake High School. Some bonus basketball this week on the Pulse on this Thursday night. St. Mary's on the road taking on Silver Lake. St. Mary's trying to pull the upset. They're 8-7. Silver Lake 13-2, ranked 6th in 3A. Right now, St. Mary's trails by 2, and now a turnover. Hurla had it deflected on the pass. Stolen. Bowling ahead to Wendy. Out of control. Pass led her too far, and she can't save it out of bounds. A turnover for turnover. That is the first turnover for Silver Lake. 5 turnovers for the Bears. We talked about St. Mary's got off to a great start. They lost at Olpe and lost at Centralia. That's not a great start, but then they won their next 7. They started 7-2, and Olpe and Centralia, two very good basketball teams. But then they've struggled. Lost to Troy in overtime, Highland Invitational, lost to Lafayette in that tournament. And then they lost to Holton by 20 last week, and they lost to Nemaha Central this Tuesday by 25. Here's Heim, brings it up far sideline. Gives it back to the trailer, Kent, now Figgy. Silver Lake stays in the man-to-man. Hurla probing, nothing doing. Now cutting the bucket is Heim. Heim catches against Bolin. Leans in. Heim draws the contact, rattles it in. Chance for a three-point play. Heim able to contort her body in an awkward way there to somehow put it up and in. And the contact called on Bolin. That's her second. Team foul number 2 on Silver Lake. We talk about how Heim has been so good this year, averaging 25 points and 13 rebounds. Last year, averaged 18 and 10. But her last 2 games at Holton, she was 3 of 12 from the floor, just 10 points. And her team lost by 20. Second for the first free throw, which is the only one she gets to complete the 3-point play, is good. So Heim has 12, and St. Mary's back in front by 1, 24-23. And then against Nemaha Central on Tuesday, Heim was 1 of 13 from the floor. Thunder did a great job against her. She was 9 of 12 from the line to get her 2 double digits, 11 points. Driving in and scoring off the glass is Dieter. She has 6, and back in front, Silver Lake, 25-24. Full court pressure. They're looking to trap, and Dieter pokes it away from behind against Hutley. Missed the layup. Ball fought for, loose, out of bounds, and it stays with Silver Lake. Well, Hutley turned her back as she was being defended one-on-one, and Dieter recognized that, made a beeline for Hutley from behind, took the ball away, and should have had 2 points, but she couldn't finish the layup. Here's Haney, lobs it to Whitehead. Looking for Haney off the screen. She's open. 3-pointer, far wing, swish. Haney's a good shooter. She doesn't have to take a ton of threes. That's only her 38th three attempt of the year. 14 made three. That's 35%. That's pretty good. 28-24, but Haney is not one to settle for three. He likes to drive and slash, and it's worked for her, no doubt. Just the junior having 17 a game. Here's Heim. Out to Hutley, back to Heim, leans in, contact, and almost got another chance for a 3-point play, but basketball rims out. Doing a good job of bringing Heim across on the baseline, sealing the defender. Heimann with a personal, that's her first. Third team foul now on Silver Lake, just 1 team foul on the Bears. 3:11 to go first half, 28-24 Silver Lake. Free throw by Heim, back iron no good. But getting back to Heim, you know, obviously you have a player that averaged 25 a game. You hold her to 10, then she scores 11. Odds are you're going to have a hard time winning when your top player is kind of taken away as Heim makes the second free throw. She has 13. And that's exactly what's happened. St. Mary's basically has a 1-2 punch offensively. That is Heim with 25 and Hurla at 13. That's 38 of their 48 points a game. So it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out, stop those two, you got a chance. Here's Dieter underneath. Great dish to Hyman, but you can't hit the bunny underneath. Rebound to Hahn. When Herlenheim are going, they can beat about anybody. Here's Herlen. Lost it, gets it back, flips it up. Underhand scoop doesn't go. Trying to save it as Bree. She does, but right to Dieter. Dieter quicker than everybody to the ball. Goes all the way to my left. Coast to coast. Layup, and she's fouled. Dieter with eight. Chance for nine. Still go to the line. Chance for the three-point play. This personal is on Herla, her first. Second team foul on the Bears. Silver Lake with their biggest lead now, which is five at 30-25. So Hyman Herla, they've seen all kinds of defenses. They've seen the box in one, triangle in two, diamond in one, as Dieter misses the free throw. 61% foul shooter. 30-25. Silver Lake with the lead. Here's Haney pressuring Hyman. What a matchup between two great players. Hyman Haney very well could be first-team All-Staters this year in Class 3A, and they both deserve it. There's a lob. Inside, Hyman catches, puts it up, and can't finish. Strong rebound by Whitehead. Hyman usually completes that play. 2:15 to play first half. Silver Lake by five. Windy, high-arcing three from the corner. Went in, but it hit the rim, went all the way up, and hit the brace that's hanging over the standard and then came back to the netting, and once it hits that cable and brace, it is out of play. So Windy against Rossville early in the year hit 4 3-pointers. She had 19 points against Labette County in the championship win of the Burling Invitational. So she's had some big games from outside. Here's a three by Breeze trying to match her number. Too strong for the far wing and out of bounds last touch by Kent. But getting back to Haney and Heim, they're all-state caliber players, no question. They do it so much differently than each other. There's Haney driving, slashing. She's 5'7", point guard, distributes. There's Heim at 6'3", post presence, catching lobs, rebounds, blocking shots. Here's a kick-out pass, Whitehead open for three, online but missing short. Hyman almost had the rebound, hit by Heim, and then off of Hyman's fingers out of bounds. Here's Hutley being pressured there by Whitehead. Whitehead a sophomore, as is Hutley. Hutley fires it ahead to Kent. The lefty over to Breeze. Out front, Herla, they lost her. She's wide open, three, and she misses to the left. Breeze the follow, banker, no foul called on the Eagle. But Silver Lake dodged a big bullet. Herla was wide open. Dieter with the foul, her second. Fourth team foul on the Eagles with 1:26 to go before halftime. Boys game coming up later. St. Mary's boys are at the top of the league standings right now in the Big East, thanks to their win over Seminole Central the other night. They're 7-1 in league play, 13-2 overall. Silver Lake's 11-4, 6-2 in the league. That's a huge league game later tonight, St. Mary's and Silver Lake. Second free throw by Breeze. She made the first. She misses the second. Rebounded there by the Eagles, 30-26. We should point out this is the first of two meetings in 8 days between Silver Lake and St. Mary's, but the first meeting is the league meeting, the one that counts for the league standings. The second one does not. Windy's pass batted down by Breeze, but back to Windy. Here's Haney. So of the two matchups, this one and next Friday, this is the more important one in regards to the league race. Here's Haney catching the high post, puts it on the floor, kicks it out. Windy wide open, far corner. Three, doesn't bring the cable into play this time. Knocks down the triple, their 24th of the year. Her first points of the night, 33-26, Silver Lake. Hutley gets a screen from Heim. Over to Breeze. Heim cutting to the bucket. She spins, flips it out. Wide open, Kent. Top of the circle, three. That one wide right. Air ball out of bounds. Silver Lake has made those two threes. Haney made one, and now Windy's made one. And Whitehead made one earlier. So three threes in the game for Silver Lake. St. Mary's has hit five triples, one by Kent, one by Hyman, three by Herla. No shot clock here at Silver Lake High School. No shot clock, I believe, in the league in the Big East. Some schools have a shot clock. We saw Rock Creek a few weeks ago. 5A schools, most of them have it. Seaman High School had it when we did their game on Tuesday against Shawnee Heights. So Silver Lake's going to milk the clock. 9 seconds inside. Turnaround shot by Brewster on the pass from Whitehead. Partially rejected there by Hyman. Hyman has time. Coming back to our right. And then has the ball knocked away. Kent gets it, fires it, partially blocked at the end of the first half. Coach Pillsbury wanting a foul, but will not get the call. 33-26, Silver Lake with their biggest lead of the night, and that's where they stand here at the break. 33-26 in favor of the Eagles. Stay tuned, our halftime show to come up. In 2.5 minutes, this is high school basketball on 96.9 The Pulse.
For over 75 years, we've been serving loyal customers and have been a trusted name in the automotive industry. Performance Tire and Auto is here for you.
Whether you're looking at high-performance tires for the best ride or budget-friendly all-season tires, we're here for you.
We have two convenient locations, well-trained technicians, and service staff that genuinely want to help you take care of your vehicle. Performance Tire and Auto is here for you.
Honesty and transparency is our number one goal. Trust Performance Tire and Auto and experience the difference. We're here for you.
Stock Growers State Bank offers fixed-rate conventional VA, FHA, and USDA Rural Development home loans. Their rates are as competitive as any big bank in the market, often at a lower cost. They strive to ensure customers receive a personal and positive experience during what can be a very stressful process. Stock Growers State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Everybody wants to have their home or office fresh and spotless. But the only way you're going to have that is to utilize Bob's Janitorial. Bob's specializes in carpet and upholstery cleaning to remove deep stains and refresh your space. You can breathe easier with the professional air duct cleaning, improving your air quality and efficiency. And don't forget about dryer vent cleaning to prevent clogs and ensure your safety. Call Bob's today at 785-271-6600 or visit bobsjanitorial.com for a healthier, cleaner space you'll love.
Life's better with American Family Insurance, because whether it's a family road trip in your dream car or hosting a family reunion in your dream home, Michelle Martin's agency can help you feel protected so you can enjoy those dreams with peace of mind. Bundle your home and auto and save up to 23%. Contact Michelle Martin or risk advisor Ashley Lannon for a quote today. Call 785-437-2274 or email mmartinagency@amfam.com.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Wade Kirshner back with you on this Thursday evening for high school basketball on 96.9 The Pulse, the only locally owned and operated radio station in the capital city of Topeka. We're at halftime in this Big East League varsity girls and boys doubleheader from Silver Lake, and the hometown Eagles leading the St. Mary's Lady Bears at intermission 33-26. St. Mary's hit a three-pointer by Hurlbut to start the festivities tonight, and Silver Lake went on an 8-0 run. St. Mary's called a timeout. St. Mary's went on a 5-0 run. Silver Lake called a timeout. St. Mary's led 18-17 at the end of one, but Silver Lake outscoring the Bears 16-8 in that second quarter to lead at the break, 33-26. There were 12 lead changes in that first half between the two teams, back and forth throughout the first quarter and a good portion of the second, but now Silver Lake seems to be in control, although not in commanding style. St. Mary's is still right there, only down 7, and the Stars certainly are shining bright here tonight. Silver Lake's leading scorer, Kaylin Haney, 5'7 junior, has 13. And Hayden Heim, leading scorer of St. Mary's, averaging 25. She also has 13 to lead their respective teams. Heim is 4-5 from the line, hit 1 3-pointer. Isabella Hurla with 9 points on 3 trays. Maisie Kent, 3 points on a triple. And Jalen Breeze with a point on a free throw for St. Mary's. St. Mary's turned over in that first half 7 times. They're 5-7 from the line. And 5 made 3s, 1 by Kent, 1 by Heim, and 3 by Hurla. Silver Lake, meanwhile, had just 2 turnovers in that first half. Haney led the way, as I mentioned, with 13, 2 of 3 from the line, and a three-pointer. 3 points on a three from Jaylee Whitehead, 2 points for Taylor Zorda, 4 points for Paige Hyman, 8 points for the freshman, Kyrus Deiter, 3 points on a three-pointer by Savannah Windy. Silver Lake, 2 of 6 from the line, hit the 3 threes, 1 by Windy, 1 by Whitehead, and 1 by Haney. Foul trouble, Bolin and Deiter each have 2 for Silver Lake. No one in foul trouble. Well, actually, Kent has 2 for St. Mary's. Silver Lake 33, St. Mary's 26. Halftime of the girls' contest. Back with more of a halftime show on the other side of this break. This is high school basketball on 96.9 The Pulse.
Start your dream home now at Doltmeyer Homes of Topeka. They will build a home that is personalized for you. And they are on site, swinging a hammer and on the phone, negotiating the best prices in the industry, which allows you to reap the savings of one of the largest builders in Topeka. Anyone can buy a house, but only you can create your home with Doltmeyer Homes of Topeka.
At Gray's Auto Repair and Towing in St. Mary's in Rossville, You can rest easy knowing that their highly skilled and experienced auto service professionals are handling your vehicle. Their technicians bring years of experience, skill, and education to the auto repair table. Gray's Repair offers 24/7 towing and is dedicated to their customers as they're locally owned and operated to serve you. So, if your vehicle needs some TLC or are in need of a tow, contact Gray's Auto Repair in St. Mary's or Rossville.
Let St. Mary's Steamworks be your go-to place for all of your favorite team screen printing and spirit wear needs. They can do customized printing on all types of apparel and can have it ready when you need it. St. Mary's Steamworks in St. Mary's, here for your screen printing and spirit wear needs.
Silver Lake Animal Health Center provides comprehensive preventive care services to pets of all ages, plus on-site surgical, laboratory, and medical treatment. They assist you in caring for your pet in a direct, painless, and affordable way as possible. Go Eagles from Silver Lake Animal Health Center.
Whether you're a first-time homeowner looking to upgrade or wanting to sell, Cindy Glenn, Realtor with Coldwell Banker American Home, provides real estate services you can trust to work hard for you. Along with her husband John, an investment advisor representative with Horrock Legacy Group, they can help you with all your financial planning, retirement, and asset building needs. Contact Cindy today for questions or a free home evaluation, or talk to John for a free portfolio review. Insurance products offered by Horrock Legacy Group, LLC. Investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through Maripal Wealth Management, LLC. Horrock Legacy Group, LLC and Maripal Wealth Management are not affiliated entities.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Silver Lake Lady Eagles leading at halftime over St. Mary's on their home floor, 33-26. Coming up later tonight, it's the boys' contest. St. Mary's ranked ninth in Class 3A. They are 13-2, starting to year 10-0. They're 7-1 in league play and coming off a couple of nice wins as they knocked off Holton last week, 66-40. And then victorious over Nemaw Central, who's ranked 7th and 3A, 60-44 on Tuesday. A big win for St. Mary's, and that puts St. Mary's in the driver's seat for the Big East League title. Thanks to that win, Brady Hurley leading away for the Bears, averaging 16 points per game. Ben DeVader chipping in with 14. And the Silver Lake boys, they like to get up and down, averaging 65 points a game. Silver Lake 11-4. They're 6-2 in the Big East League, so it's a huge game in the league standings, because if St. Mary's wins, they would be favored against Hiawatha coming up tomorrow. And if St. Mary's wins tonight and tomorrow, they will wrap up on an outright league title. They would end up being 9-1, because you only have one league game against everybody in the league. There's 11 member schools, that means 10 league games. And then if you have a second matchup against any other league schools, those are non-league games. So Silver Lake, if they could win, however, though, if the boys of Silver Lake win, they'd be 7-2. St. Mary's would fall to 7-2. Nemaw Central's at 7-2, and Rossville's already in the clubhouse. They played their 10 league games at 7-3. So it's really bunched at the top, especially if Silver Lake boys would win later tonight against St. Mary's. But if St. Mary's wins tonight and then tomorrow, they'll be the outright league champion. So a lot to be decided on the boys' side when it comes to the first ever Big East League champion. And on the girls' side, Riley County right now, certainly in the driver's seat at 9-0, just one league game left. Nemaw Central's 8-1. Silver Lake 7-1, needs a little bit of help after they lost to Riley County earlier in the year. St. Mary's is at 5-3. Those are the four top teams record-wise in the Big East League when it comes to girls' play. Big thank you to our sponsors tonight. They include Silver Lake Animal Health Center, L&L Automotive of St. Mary's, St. Mary's Teamworks, Dolmar Homes, Michelle Martin, your American Family Insurance Agent, St. Mary's, Gray's Auto Repair with locations in St. Mary's and Rossville, Bob's Janitorial, Stock Growers State Bank, Cindy Glenn, Realtor of Coldwell Banker, American Home, Performance Tire and Auto, Clements Welding and Moral, Integrity Insurance, Nextech, also one of our sponsors tonight. We appreciate all of them for making the broadcast possible this evening on 96.9 The Pulse. 33-26, Silver Lake girls with the lead at halftime. We'll be back with the second half after this one-minute break. This is High School Hoops on MSC Radio app. Download that. It's free on your smartphones and also on 96.9 The Pulse.
Calling all you grain haulers. Get a new tarp or trap system for your grain trailer or end dump at Clements Welding and Supply in Morrill. Clements Welding and Supply are dealers for Sherlock and now Thunderstone. Upgrade your manual crank system with a new electric or hydraulic system, or replace a damaged tarp. Clements Welding and Supply in Morrill, your go-to location for all your tarp needs. Clements Welding and Supply is also a Minimizer fender dealer for all welding repairs of all kinds as well. Come see Clements Welding and Supply in Morrill, Kansas.
Serving the area since 1987, L&L Automotive in St. Mary's is ready to help you with your car restoration. Need a classic car upgrade? L&L Automotive in St. Mary's can restore your car to your wants and needs. For more information, call 785-437-3724. This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Along with Senior Engineer Seth Tolleson, Wade Gershner with you on this Thursday night. Silver Lake girls ranked 6th in 3A, leading St. Mary's 33-26. 12 lead changes in that first half. St. Mary's led by one at the end of one. And it was nip and tuck until Silver Lake was able to start to pull away a little bit there late in the second quarter. Here's Haney, who had 13 first half points. Gives it to Dieter inside Bolin, triple team. Zordo, good ball movement out front against the St. Mary's zone. Dieter penetrates, carves it up, puts it up, misses. Rebound to Heim. Silver Lake in the home white with the maroon numerals and lettering outlined in the gold. St. Mary's in the road blue uniforms with white numerals and lettering and the white trim. Bears have it moving to my left. We have a whistle away from the ball and a legal screen set on the Bears. It's on Hutley. That is her first and the first foul of the third quarter goes against the Bears. Bears shooting just 25% from three. They made 68 threes coming in, but 39 of the 68 prior to tonight were from Herla. Silver Lake's made 74 triples this year. Manny, nice pass to the cutting Dieter on the weak side. Can't hit the runner off the window, but that was probably because she was bumped and fouled. She gets two free throws. Herla with a personal, that's her second team foul. I think Dorian Silsbury, the head coach in his third year of St. Mary's grad from 2011, I think he has to be pretty pleased the way his team's bounced back because the last two games have not been their finest hours, losing at Holton by 20, losing Emaul Central by 25 earlier this week. Emaul Central, you know, obviously a good program, and Holton, I think, is ascending as Dieter missed the first but is able to knock down the second. She has nine. Here's the full court pressure. St. Mary's able to break it initially and then a travel. No? Yep, travel call. One thing about scoring for Silver Lake, that allows them to put together their full court pressure if they choose to utilize it. 34-26 Silver Lake, and danger time right now for the Bears. They've hung around, but now they're down eight. Here's Bolin in the Haney, up and under against Heim, lobs it for Dieter. Dieter catches, puts it up, partially blocked by Herla, rebounded by Heim. Underhands it on the outlet pass to Herla. Isabel Herla, a senior. I'm also a senior. Going to be some girls that are really going to have to step over this Bear team offensively next year. And now a pass by Ken is behind Heim and in to the hands of the head coach of Silver Lake to my right, Kyle Porter. What a job he's done. 8 years the head coach, 143-45. Fifth year at Silver Lake. Was out at Hayes High for a year. He was a coach of the 3A state champion Royal Valley Panthers. Surprised a lot of people when they won the title that year, and then, of course, winning it all last year with Silver Lake. Here's a skip pass to Zordo. Out front, Haney. Good ball movement to Dieter. Dieter back to Haney, trying to carve up and dissect this zone. Here's a three right of the key. Haney in and out. Good rebound by Dieter. The freshman steps through. Wraparound pass. Got in trouble. And then the pass to center. Heim not ready for it. Too hot to handle there from Bolin. Turnover from Silver Lake. That's their third. Heim to Herla. High arcing rainbow three from the left wing. No, long rebound. Corralled there by Kent. Heim and Bolin really banging down low. You can hear Heim going, come on. The official's not blowing a whistle. Let's see if Heim takes Bolin off the dribble. And Bolin pokes it away. Heim gets it back. And then has it knocked away from behind by Dieter. Heim draws a lot of attention, as you can imagine. When you're averaging 25 a game, 13 rebounds, you're the tallest player on the floor at 6'3". Going to play at Central Missouri, Division II basketball next year in the MIAA. Biggie is out, and Jalen Breeze is in. Talking about Coach Porter, there's not too many coaches in high school basketball in the state of Kansas that can say they've won state titles at two different schools. Here's a flip by Hurla, left it short on the scoop. Loose ball comes out to Dieter. Two on one, Haney to her left. Dieter gives it up to Haney late. And out of bounds, last touch by Hurdle. That's one where Dieter just needs to probably go ahead and go up strong and score it. He's learning. She's just a freshman, super talented freshman, averaging 11 a game. 34-26 Silver Lake. Inbounds to Haney. Both teams scored the ball very well in the first half, but both are a little stagnant here in the third quarter. Haney steps through, bounce pass, threads the needle to Hyman, gives up to Dider. Dider steps through and is rejected, swatted by Hyman. But Dider keeps it alive. Haney has it on the roll. Boland whips it over, left corner, open three, knocked down, bullseye by Taylor Zordal. What a pass from Dider. Zordal with her 10th three-year, first of the night, at 37-26 Silver Lake, and that all started due to the Eagles' hustle, beginning with Dider. Here's Heim out on the perimeter, and Silver Lake is happy to have her out there. Heim giving some room, doesn't take the three, now to Kent. Here's a three by Hurla. That's an air ball from the top of the key. Heim trying to save it and can't. So all the mojo that St. Mary's had in that first half has disappeared at the moment. Hurla was knocking down threes. Heim was getting the ball inside on lobs, and now all of a sudden they're collapsing inside, and then Hurla's had a couple open looks that she hasn't been able to knock down. And that means other players have to step up, make some shots, take some pressure off of them. Here's Dider, and she's run into as she took her out the ball, lost control, but then Kent, good hustle, dove after it, but took out Dider, and Kent with her third, and the third team foul on the Bears. No team fouls at Silver Lake in this third quarter. 4:46 to play in the frame. Silver Lake, the biggest lead, which is 11, 37-26. And he has it, the volleyball line on the inbounds, underhands it to Whitehead. Gives it up to Dider in the paint, steps through, wraparound pass to Boland. Boland zips it over to Haney in the near corner, skips it over left wing to Windy, who just checked in. Whitehead, Haney against the 2-3 St. Mary's zone, lobs it far side to Windy. Windy had a three in the first half. Here's Haney cutting to the hoop, left it short. Heim altered it. Windy gets it back on the deflection. Whitehead to Haney. Back over to Windy. Wide open, three-pointer for the Southpaw. This one short, and rebound by Heim. I'm over 800 rebounds in her career, over 1,400 career points. All-time leading scorer rebounder at St. Mary's, as you can imagine, in school history. As here she's, there's a reach-in foul called. Several Lake fans wanting a travel, but said they call a foul on Boland, her third. Because Porter was wanting a travel as well. So Heim, and foul in the act of shooting, gets two free throws. St. Mary's, we mentioned they've been to three straight sub-state championship games. Last year, they lost in the sub-state finals. 2 years ago, they made it to state, lost in 2A state first-round play in Manhattan against Colgan. And then 3 years ago, lost in the sub-state final to Valley Heights. So three straight years, they have been to sub-state championship once they made it to state. I made the first, spins the basketball, right-handed shooter, 6'3", fires away and makes both free throws. I'm 6-7 from the line. She has 15, and it's 37-28 in favor of the Eagles. St. Mary stays in the 2-3 zone. Windy out front. Haney. Good pass. Dider. High low to Hyman. A 3-second violation called on the Eagles. Their fourth turnover. Last year, Silver Lake was so dominant, they only had one win that was decided by single digits. And now a steal, well, almost. Hurla comes away with a St. Mary's. Goes past Hyman all the way to hoop and lays it in. Hurla showing off her athleticism and speed. She has 11. And it's 37-30, Silver Lake. The Eagles nearly came away with a turnover on that inbounds with some full-court pressure. Windy plays it out front to Dider. Reverses it back to Windy. Windy goes baseline, nowhere to go with it. Wild pass, corralled there by Whitehead. Here's Dider, Euro step, banker, no, hits the deck. No foul called, no travel called, with play on. Heim brings up the floor, far sideline with a right-hand dribble. In front of the Silver Lake boys basketball team that's watching on, they'll be playing next. Here's Breeze, posting up against Hyman. Back to Hurla, 37-30 Silver Lake. Behind the back dribble, Whitehead able to go above the screen set by Huntley. Breeze has it far side. Pulls the ball above her head, trying to go to Heim. Knocked away and stolen by Haney. Haney denies Heim. Haney all the way. Puts it up. Count it. And one. Haney with her first points of the second half. 15 now for the game. And we'll go to the foul line for the three-point opportunity. Fouls on Carson Pauli, her first. And the 14th foul on St. Mary's. The Bears, that's their 10th turnover. Trying to get it to Heim, and the pass a little bit too low. If you want to get to Heim, just throw it high to her, and they threw it low, and Haney just knocked it away. good anticipation. And Haney completes the three-point play, knocking down the free throw. He has 16. 40-30, Silver Lake. Silver Lake showing a little bit of trap. And there is the trap. Hutley comes to meet the pass. The sophomore point guard out front to Hurla. Pump fake. Looks over to Kent. Here's Breeze. Launches. And that's an air ball on the backside, though. Hutley gets it. 5-3 guard. Back out to the foul line. Breeze. Spot up jumper. Short. Rebound Heim. Heim turns against Hyman. And is raked across the arm and a foul call. And the first one was on Haney with the reach. That's her first. Second team foul on the Eagles. St. Mary's team last year went 13-10, knocked off, upset Nemaha Central, and then Rossville in the semifinals, made it to the sub-state final against Silver Lake. Time hits the first free throw. They lost a talented senior class, three starters, two or four-year starters, but they have Hurla and Heim back. They have only 13 girls out for basketball this year. As Heim makes both charity tosses. And they start three seniors, a junior, and a sophomore, but just 13 on the roster. Four seniors, two juniors, five sophomores, and two freshmen for the St. Mary's Bears. Timeout on the floor, 30-second timeout called by the Bears. 40-32 Silver Lake, back in 30 on 96.9 The Pulse.
Life's better when you're under our roof because our agents can help you choose insurance to help protect what matters most. Life insurance from American Family Life Insurance Company can help financially protect your loved ones by replacing a portion of your income if you were to pass away. That means your family could have the help they need to continue to pursue their dreams. Contact Michelle Martin and her team to help guide you to the right coverages. Call 785-437-2274 or email mmartinagency@amfam.com. Products not available in all states. American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to Silver Lake. 2:17 to play third quarter, girls varsity contest. Silver Lake leading 40-32. St. Mary stays in the 2-3 zone with Kent and Hutley at the top. Silver Lake burning the timeout. They have two remaining. Silver Lake still has four remaining. Haney to Boland. Steps into a three. On the right wing, missing. Rebound. Kent. Outlet to Hutley, and here come the Bears. Moving from right to left under Radio Dow. From east to west as the court sits here at Silver Lake High School. 1-3-1, half-court trap by the Eagles. Mixing it up a little bit here. With Whitehead at the bottom of that 1-3-1. Boland at the top. Wendy and Haney on the wings, Hyman in the middle. Here's a high arcing three, swished by Hurla in the far corner. Hurla with her fourth three of the night. She has 14 points. And it's 40-35. Wendy trying to answer the other way from the corner. This one a little bit too much behind it. And one and done for Silver Lake. St. Mary's was down 11. Inside, the ball knocked away. They're trying to go to Hyman, stolen by Whitehead. Whitehead is Wendy to her right. 2-on-2. Whitehead goes right to the bucket and scores. Boy, an aggressive move by Whitehead. Nobody really stepped in to take a charge. Whitehead just put her head down and was able to score right down the lane. 42-35 Eagles. Big turnover by the Bears. Could have cut it to three with a bucket there. Eagles stand out 1-3-1. Trying to trap in the corners if they can. Here's Hyman in some trouble, and it's knocked away from behind, out of bounds. And Dorian Silvery, head coach St. Mary's, pleading the official for a hold, wanting a foul called, but to no avail. Breeze goes out, and Figgy back in for the Bears. Here's Hurla open, three-pointer from the left corner, hits another one, but Silver Lake lost Hurla, and that is 5 threes for Hurla, 42-38. Oh, St. Mary's going to have any chance of winning this game. They needed their two best players to step up. Heim and Hurley each have 17. They have 34 of their 38 team points. But they're still down four. 42-38 Silver Lake. 30 seconds to go, third quarter. Haney wide open. Can't believe it. Puts the shot up. Banker's wide right. She usually will knock that down. And a reach-in foul as Hurley had the rebound. It's on Whitehead. That's her first. Third team foul. Bears can hold for the final shot of the third quarter. It was 37-26, and I think a lot of people listening might have thought, well, here we go. Silver Lake's going to pull away. Here's a steal on the inbound. Haney scores. Haney with 18. 16 seconds on the clock here in the third. Full court pressure. Got to watch a five count. Heim gets it in just barely. And here's Hutley far sideline. Being harassed there by Haney. Gives it up to Kent. Three-pointer. Swish! Big shot. by Maisie Kent. Back the other way. Haney from half court. It's the backboard, no good. At the end of three, St. Mary's hanging in with the Eagles. 44-41 Silver Lake. Back in 1 minute on 96.9 The Pulse.
For over 75 years, we've been serving loyal customers and have been a trusted name in the automotive industry. Performance Tire and Auto is here for you.
Whether you're looking at high-performance tires for the best ride or budget-friendly all-season tires, we're here for you.
We have two convenient locations, well-trained technicians, and service staff that genuinely want to help you take care of your vehicle. Performance Tire and Auto is here for you.
Honesty and transparency is our number one goal. Trust Performance Tire and Auto and experience the difference. We're here for you.
Struggling with your personal insurance? Look no further than Integrity Insurance in Topeka. Voted the best insurance agency in Topeka for 2024. They have all your needs covered. Auto, home, life, business, and more. They provide competitive rates and superior customer service. Your options with Integrity are unlimited as they're an independent agency and represent several companies. Give Integrity Insurance a call today at 785-233-5401 and let them solve your insurance problems. Because when it comes to insurance, integrity matters.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
44-41, Silver Lake with the lead as we start the fourth quarter. St. Mary's blown out in their last two games by 20 and 25 points, but they're right there as we start this fourth quarter. They've hit 8 three-pointers as a team. Hurless hit 5 on her own. Her and Heim each have 17. Haney all over Huttley. Ball knocked away. Stolen by Deiter. Deiter all the way to my right. Left-hand layup is good. Deiter with 11, and Silver Lake turned up the defensive pressure. That's two buckets off steals in the last 25 seconds of game action. Heim brings it up. Bolin moving her feet. Trying to put the clamps on Heim. That could have been a 5 count. Heim gives it to Huttley. Into the near corner, Figge drops it, throws it back to Heim on the block, turns up and under, three people around her, bounce pass out front to Hurla. Hurla steps through, has it knocked away by Deiter, and Bolin comes away with the loose pumpkin, gives it up to Haney. 46-41, open, Zordel, right corner three, short, rebound Haney on the long carom. Silver Lake will reset. Inside, good look, Deiter steps through and is fouled by Heim. That was the first foul on Hayden Heim, the star senior center for St. Mary's. Silver Lake's done a good job of moving without the ball, moving the ball quickly around the perimeter, skip passes, diagonal passes, cutting into the lane to put pressure on the Bears' defense. Free throw is up and off the mark by Deiter. I think it's no surprise that Silver Lake came out with a little extra ultra-aggressiveness defensively right off the bat to start this fourth quarter. Try saying enough's enough here. Deiter swishes the second free throw. She has 12. And it is 47-41. Here's the full court pressure. See if the Bears can handle it. Hurla bringing it up near side. Deiter all over her. Heim sets the screen. Hurla flips it over to Huttley. Huttley diagonal pass left-hand corner to Figge. Figge near wing. This is Heim. Bolin giving her a little bit of room. So they could be happy to have her shoot the three, even though she's made 10 this year. Now instead she drives. And they're going to count it? No. Foul is on the floor. Sort of a wild scoop. Went in. But foul on the floor is on Bolin. Check that. They're going to call it on Heiman. That's good news for Silver Lake. That would have been Bolin's fourth instead of Timon's second. 6:41 to go. Fourth quarter. 47-41. Silver Lake with the lead. Here's the lob and not high enough. Stolen by Bolin. Ahead to Haney. Figge's trying to catch her from behind and runs in to Kalen and he hits the deck. Put up the shot. I think they'll give her 2 free throws. It's a good foul by Figge, though, because you don't want to give Haney an easy layup. Going to foul. Foul hard, but go for the ball. So Haney to the line. She is 3 of 4 from the stripe. 18 points tonight. She's hit a three-pointer. Knocks down the first free throw. She had a great Burlington tournament. 20, 24, and 22 points, respectively. She was named the most outstanding player at the Burlington Invitational. Third straight year, Silver Lake won that tournament. Haney hits both free throw tosses, and it's 49-41. Eagles inbounds, knocked out of bounds by Deiter, defending Hurla. Oh, whoop, they're going to call foul Deiter. Deiter with a foul, that's her third. Second team foul. Silver Lake will be at Royal Valley tomorrow night on Valentine's Day, Tuesday to host Rossville. Next Friday at St. Mary's, which will have the rematch 2 times in 8 days these schools will play each other. That one Next Friday will be at St. Mary's. We'll have it for you at 96.9 The Pulse. St. Mary's will be at Hiawatha tomorrow night, Tuesday at Riley County. Here's Heim. Got to watch a five count here. Bowling staying in the halo area. Now Figge, guarded closely by Hyman, and the knock pass stolen. Guess who? Haney. Pass ahead to Dider, who runs the floor like a gazelle and lays it up and in. Dider with 14. What a dish by Haney. 51-41. St. Mary's having problems handling the basketball. Third turnover of the quarter. 6 minutes to go in this final frame. 51-41. Sailor Lake has turned up the defense intensity one or two notches and has given the Bears problems. They have to burn their third timeout. Actually, their fourth timeout. They only have one remaining now. With 5:54 to go in the ball game, back in 1 minute, Silver Lake leading by 10. Back in 60 seconds on 96.9 The Pulse.
Security threats. They are scary, they are real, and they happen. Whether it's a cyber threat or a physical threat, you won't see it coming. Is your business prepared? If not, where do you start? Rest easy. The experts at Nextech are here to help. With a free security assessment, we can discover where you may have gaps and come up with a solution that will protect your business assets. Visit next-tech.com/business to learn more about security protection.
Whether you're a first-time homeowner looking to upgrade or wanting to sell, Cindy Glenn, Realtor with Coldwell Banker American Home, provides real estate services you can trust to work hard for you. Along with her husband John, an investment advisor representative with Horak Legacy Group, they can help you with all your financial planning, retirement, and asset building needs. Contact Cindy today for questions or a free home evaluation, or talk to John for a free portfolio review. Insurance products offered by Horak Legacy Group, LLC. Investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through Meritow Wealth Management, LLC. Horak Legacy Group, LLC and Meritow Wealth Management are not affiliated entities.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, Silver Lake led by three to start this quarter, but they're on a 6-0 spurt keyed by their aggressive full-court pressure defense and tenacious D in the half court as well. Here's Dider all over Huttley. Huttley gives it to Heim. Heim turns and faces left of the key on the wing. Out front extended. Now to the right side. Hurla, deep three, is up in and out. Rebound Heim. Put back good. Heim with 19. Hurla has 17. 51-43 Silver Lake. Bears stay in a 2-3 zone, so Silver Lake can be patient offensively and run some clock. Here's Dider. Oh, what a quick move. Flips it up and in and out. She got by Heim. Then the outlet pass is tipped by Haney. She steals it and is fouled by Breeze. Well, St. Mary's worked so hard there to get a stop. Dider put up a wild shot that almost went in. And then they turned over. 8-point lead for the Eagles. Inbounds far corner to Bolin. Haney catches, flips it to Dider. What a pass. And Dider can't finish. A little bit of contact. They let him play. Heim with yet another rebound for the Bears. I guarantee you she's got another double-double. 19 points and at least 10 rebounds. I'm giving some room. Doesn't look to shoot the three. Now Bolin gets all over after she picks up the dribble. Hands it off to Hurla. They're the 1-2 punch for this team. Haney guarding her. Open. Corner three. Breeze around and out. Ball loose and it comes to Haney. Haney has Heim to her left. Gives it up to Heim. Leads her perfectly and Heim lays it in. Well, that was a great job by Haney. Knew it was a post player, so she led her far enough to where she could catch up to that pass, led her right to the bucket. 53-43 assist to Haney. Heim now has 6 in the ball game. Hurla drives and is fouled by Haney. That's the second on Kalen. And the 13 foul on Silver Lake. So Hurla's in line. She's had a nice night. She hit the opening basket of the game, a 3. She's added 4 more threes after that. She has 5 three-pointers, 44 on the season, 132 in her career. She's a 3-year starter. Has a school record for threes in a game, 6 when she was back as a sophomore. Rattles in the first free throw. He has 18. Hyman goes out, as does Zordle. Wendy's in there for Silver Lake. And Hurla hits both free throws. 53-45. These two teams will meet again in 8 days at St. Mary's. Whitehead, Windy. They swing it left side. Now skip pass back beyond the arc to Whitehead. Haney playing the high post. Good cut by Dider to the hoop. Lays it up and in. Great feed by Bolin. And Dider is able to carve up the defense on the hard cut to the hoop through the lane. Fouls on the Breeze. Her third team foul. Dider was 16. Now, Dider missed the semifinal and the championship game at the Burlington Invitational as she misses the free throw. And yet Silver Lake was still able to win that tournament against some good competition, but Bolin and Wendy, among others, stepped up in her absence. Heim, step back three, is up and too strong, and Dider with the rebound. She's so fast, brings up the floor and flips it back to the trailer. Haney. Haney checks the clock as if she's a six-year senior, but she is just a junior as Haney, so bad news for the rest of the Big East League and the state. She'll be back next year. Here is Bolin. Fast tip. Whitehead comes down with it. Into the corner, Wendy. Penetrates baseline. Puts it up and in. Great move by Wendy. Under control, she has five. And it's 57-45 Silver Lake. This is their largest lead of the night. It was 44-41 coming into the fourth. St. Mary's with four turnovers in this quarter. 3:18 and ticking. Time splits a two defenders. One was helping. One got beat off the dribble. And foul is on Bolin, her fourth. Fourth team foul, and Heim will shoot free throws. Or was it on the floor? I think it was on the floor. Both teams with four team fouls. The next one will put both into the double bonus. Here's Kent, guarded by Wendy. Perla spin dribble against Haney. Haney stays in front of her. Heim lobs for Breeze. Breeze power dribble, turns, and scores. Nice move by Jalen Breeze. Her first field goal, she has three. And it's 57-47, Silver Lake. Haney drives to the hoop with upper body strength. Can't finish, but Dider's there to clean up the mess and lay it up and in. Dider now with 18, 59-47. It's interesting. Coach Porter told me before the game, he goes, nice to have Dider back in the starting lineup. We have that more of that continuity. And everybody knows their roles on the bench in the starting lineup. He missed some time due to the flu. Came off the bench for some time after she came back from the flu. Inside turnaround shot by Breeze, bouncing off. Heim tips it, keeps it alive. Whitehead tracks it down in the corner. Here's Haney, all the way down the floor. Wendy calls for it, gets it. Pump fake layup, good, as she got Hurdle to go right by her. Great look ahead again by Kaylin Haney. 61-47, Silver Lake. And this one getting away from the Bears right now. Hurdle spins, turns a little out of control. No, Haney had the rebound and is fouled after she had it. The final score will not be indicative of how well St. Mary's played tonight and how competitive they were. Fouls on Maisie Kent. That's her fourth. Team foul number five. So Haney will get a couple of free throws. It was 44-41 to begin the fourth quarter. It's 17-6 spurt by the Eagles. And you could tell coming out of the timeout between quarters that Coach Porter challenged his team to, let's get after it. Let's turn up the intensity. Let's tighten the screws defensively. Let's force some turnovers. Get in their grill. And they made St. Mary's uncomfortable here in the fourth quarter. And he made the first. Second free throw is good. He has 22. 63-47. And he gets a breather. Full court pressure by the Eagles with 2:06 to play. Boys getting coming up next. St. Mary's ranked 9th in 3A. 7-1 in league play. Silver Lake 6-2 in league play. That should be a great game. Heim brings it up on the near sideline in front of the St. Mary's bench. Hands it off to her teammate, classmate. That's Hurla. Hurla and Heim each have 19. Biggie in to Heim posting up. Score it. Oh, against the smaller Dider. Heim now with 21. And the foul's on Dider, her fourth. Much better performance for the Bears tonight after the tough last two games. But looks like they're going to lose their third in a row and their fifth in their last seven. Heim hits the free throw, completes the three-point play. She's 9-10 from the line. She's hit a three. She has 22 tonight. 63-50. Silver Lake with the lead and the ball. To my right, this is Zordel. Dider finds a seam. Oh, what a dish to Brewster for the easy layup. Silver Lake so unselfish when they handle the ball. They pass it to the open player. Their teammates, they trust each other. It makes, that's a sign of a really good team. 65-50. And at 20 to go in the fourth, lob for Heim. She catches, leans in, and scores again. Heim with 24. And it's 65-52 with Silver Lake. Lob underneath for Zordal. She catches, leans back, and banks it high off the window. Zordal did a good job staying under control. She has 7, and it is 67-52, Silver Lake. Back the other way, Hurley to my left. Figge open, baseline J. She knocks it down. Brianna Figge with her first two. 67-54. We're talking about all the talent that St. Mary's lost last year. 3 starters, 2 were 4-year starters, but they have Hurley and Heim back. Silver Lake lost a lot of really good talent from last year's team that went 26-0, and yet here they are. They're going to be 14-2 and 8-1 in the Big East League. 33 seconds to play. Zordal just playing catch with Dider out front. No shot clock, so Silver Lake doesn't have to attempt the shot if they don't want to. Lost 5 seniors at Silver Lake a year ago. Kaylee Dider, Mackenzie McDaniel, All-Staters, playing basketball at Emporia State, doing well. McKinley Kruger was All-State basketball player. She's playing softball at Washburn. Gabriel Kruger is playing at softball at Hutch, and Sarah Weirley is playing volleyball at Neosha. All 5 of those players gone, but Silver Lake still very talented and very good. As the clock winds down, Silver Lake, Savannah Windy dribbling out the final couple seconds. The Eagles knock out St. Mary's. Bears gave them a good battle here tonight at Silver Lake, but the hometown Eagles victorious. The final score 67-54. They use a 19-6 run to start the fourth to pull away, and they win it by 13. Silver Lake now 14-2 overall, 8-1 in the Big East League, and St. Mary's falls to 8-8 overall, 5-4 in league play. Back with individual and team totals when we return after this 2.5-minute timeout. This is high school basketball, 96.9 The Pulse.
Serving the area since 1987, L&L Automotive in St. Mary's is ready to help you with your car restoration. Need a classic car upgrade? L&L Automotive in St. Mary's can restore your car to your wants and needs. For more information, call 785-437-3724.
Stock Grower State Bank is working for you, currently offering 9 and 14-month CD specials. Contact them for details online at stockgrowers.biz. In Maple Hill, Paxico, Alma, and Silver Lake, Stock Grower State Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Let St. Mary's Steamworks be your go-to place for all of your favorite team screen printing and spirit wear needs. They can do customized printing on all types of apparel and can have it ready when you need it. St. Mary's Steamworks in St. Mary's, here for your screen printing and spirit wear needs.
Everybody wants to have their home or office fresh and spotless. But the only way you're going to have that is to utilize Bob's Janitorial. Bob's specializes in carpet and upholstery cleaning to remove deep stains and refresh your space. You can breathe easier with the professional air duct cleaning, improving your air quality and efficiency. And don't forget about dryer vent cleaning to prevent clogs and ensure your safety. Call Bob's today at 785-271-6600 or visit bobsjanitorial.com for a healthier, cleaner space you'll love.
Silver Lake Animal Health Center provides comprehensive preventive care services to pets of all ages, plus on-site surgical, laboratory, and medical treatment. They assist you in caring for your pet in a direct, painless, and affordable way as possible. Go Eagles from Silver Lake Animal Health Center.
Hi, this is Remington from Clements Welding and Supply in Morrill. My dad and I do a wide range of projects for our customers. We are dealers for Sherlock and Thunderstone, Minimizer Fenders, and your Dexter and Redneck trailer parts. We can make you a custom hydraulic hose and stock Interstate batteries. At Clements Welding and Supply, we make custom metal projects and farm equipment repairs. Check us out on Facebook or stop by Clements Welding and Supply in Morrill, Kansas.
Security threats. They are scary, they are real, and they happen. Whether it's a cyber threat or a physical threat, you won't see it coming. Is your business prepared? If not, where do you start? Rest easy. The experts at Nextech are here to help. With a free security assessment, we can discover where you may have gaps and come up with a solution that will protect your business assets. Visit next-tech.com/business to learn more about security protection.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Along with senior engineer Seth Tolson, Wade Gershner back with you here on this Thursday night for high school basketball, 96.9 The Pulse. Silver Lake Lady Eagles get the dub here tonight at home. 67-54 the final over St. Mary's. The first quarter, very entertaining. St. Mary's hit a 3 to start the game by Isabella Hurla. Then Silver Lake went on an 8-0 run. It was 8-3. St. Mary's called a timeout. After the timeout, went on a 5-0 run, tied it at 8. Silver Lake called a timeout. We went back and forth. Eventually, St. Mary's led by 1 at the end of 1, 18-17. And it was back and forth again midway through the second quarter, and then Silver Lake eventually was able to lead by 7, 33-26 at the break. We had 12 lead changes in the first half, but we didn't have any lead changes the rest of the way. Silver Lake then was able to push the lead to 11 early in the third, and you thought they're going to put it away. But St. Mary's, their credit, kept battling and was able to pull within three on a Maisie Kent three-pointer to beat the third quarter clock. And going to the fourth quarter, St. Mary's only down three, but right away you could see the increased intensity and defensive pressure both in the full court and the half court coming out of the timeout between the third and the beginning of the fourth quarter. And Silver Lake outscoring St. Mary's 19-6 to start that fourth, and they go on to win it by 13, 67-54. Kaylin Haney led the way with 22 points. She was 7 of 8 from the line, had a three-pointer. 5 points for Jaylee Whitehead, including a three. Taylor Zordal, a three-pointer and 7 points. Paige Hyman, 6 points. Elena Brewster, two off the bench. Savannah Windy with 7 points and a three-pointer. And Karis Dieter was really efficient and effective tonight. The freshman with 18 points, 2 of 6 from the line. Silver Lake was 9 of 16 from the line, hit four threes for four different players. Windy, Haney, Zordal, and Whitehead each hitting a three. Silver Lake, to my count, unofficially just 5 turnovers in the game. They improved to 14-2 overall, 8-1 in the Big East. They will be at Loyal Valley tomorrow night. Tuesday host Rossville, and the next Friday at St. Mary's on 96.9 The Pulse. St. Mary's falls to 8-8 overall, 5-4 in the league play. They've now lost 3 in a row and 5 of the last 7. But I tell you, they had to be really pleased with the effort. And after the last couple games, 2 disappointing losses, kind of one-sided certainly. And I know St. Mary's feels like they're better than what they showed the last 2 games. And they came out and gave Silver Lake all they could handle. Right there through 3, down 3. And then Silver Lake's pressure got to St. Mary's with some costly turnovers. But the Bears definitely a step in the right direction here tonight on the road. Hayden Heim led the way with 24 points, a 6'3 senior center. 9 of 10 from the line, hit a three-pointer, her 10th of the season from beyond the arc. Isabella Hurla had 19 points and 5 three-pointers, 2 of 2 from the line. She's now got 44 threes on the season, 132 in her career. 6 points on 2 threes by Maisie Kent, and 2 points on a late bucket by Brianna Figge. Jalen Breeze kept in with 3 points. St. Mary's hit 8 threes, 2 by Kent, 5 by Hurla, 1 by Heim. They were efficient at the line, 12 of 14, did have 15 turnovers for there early in the fourth quarter. Final score, Silver Lake girls 67, St. Mary's 54. St. Mary's will be at Hiawatha tomorrow night, Tuesday at Riley, and then host Silver Lake a week from tomorrow. Coming up, it's the boys' contest. St. Mary's boys ranked 9th in 3A, 13-2. And if they win tonight, they are absolutely in the driver's seat for a league title. If they lose tonight, then all of a sudden, Mimas Central has a chance at it, as does Silver Lake. And that's who St. Mary's is playing. Silver Lake boys are 6-2, 11-4 overall. It should be up and down, fun, exciting game with a lot of offensive fireworks. Brady Hurl averages 16 a game to lead St. Mary's, and Dane Johnson averages 21 to lead Silver Lake. So we're looking forward to the boys' game coming up in just a little bit. Big thank you to our sponsors tonight. They include Nextech, Integrity Insurance, Clements Welding and Moral, Performance Tire and Auto, and Topeka, Cindy Glenn, Realtor of Coldwell Banker American Home, Sagrower State Bank, Bob's Janitorial, Gray's Auto Repair in Rossville and St. Mary's, Michelle Martin, American Family Insurance Agent in St. Mary's, Doltmeyer Home, St. Mary's Teamworks, L&L Automotive in St. Mary's, and Silver Lake Animal Health Center right here in Silver Lake. Without those sponsors, this broadcast would not be possible. You have a chance to see them. Thank them for their support of high school basketball on 96.9 The Pulse. We got about 15 minutes until we tip the boys' game, so we're going to throw it back to Seth. Perhaps he'll play some news. Maybe even he's got to play a little bit of music, whatever we need to do here to probably fill about 6 or 7 minutes, and then we'll be back with the boys' game. Once again, the girls' final, Silver Lake knocks off St. Mary's 67-54. We'll be back with you in a little bit right here on 96.9 The Pulse.